This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. The White River Country Club on Jones Drive at Southside and Independence County burned to the ground early this morning. The fire that completely destroyed the building was still smoldering when I visited the site around 9:30. Southside Assistant Fire Chief Chris Tolan said the Southside Volunteer Fire Department got the call just after 4 a.m. 15 firemen along with 5 fire trucks responded to the call. Tolan said it took around 30,000 gallons of water to bring the fire under control. The assistant fire chief said the fire was just breaking through the roof when firemen arrived and the blaze spread quickly. He said once the scene cools, officials will try to determine the fire's origin. Tolan said firemen did a good job of keeping the blaze from spreading into the adjacent wood line. The pool house, located several yards from the main building, was not affected. Emergency dispatch said its notification came from MidArc Security, which apparently provides the building's alarm system. The president of the White River Country Club Board of Directors, Donald Duncan, said the building was insured, and he feels the organization will build back as soon as possible. Duncan said the club was built in 1980. He noted there were a couple of additions to the original building. The structure had also undergone other renovations across the years. The National Weather Service has issued a freeze warning for parts of Arkansas and Oklahoma. The advisory affects Arkansas residents living in the northwestern part of the state, Benton, Carroll, Madison, and Washington counties, the Fayetteville, Rogers, Springdale area. The Weather Service says temperatures are expected to dip near or below freezing in the morning. And a segment of U.S. Highway 67 in Texarkana is now designated as Rock and Roll Highway. Local leaders unveiled signs yesterday that give the nickname to the highway, where performers in the 1950s drove before Interstate 30 was built. Rock and roll pioneers included Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Roy Orbison. They took U.S. 67 when on the Louisiana Hayride Circuit, coming from Memphis, Tennessee, and heading to Louisiana or Texas. In Texarkana, the performers would play at the Arkansas Municipal Auditorium. The effort to name the highway segment took about 2 years to win approval. The first segment of U.S. Highway 67 to be named a rock and roll highway was in the north central part of the state at Newport. Dateline Little Rock, where the Arkansas Lottery will pay the IRS about $100,000 for interest and penalties on taxes that were paid late. An attorney for the Lottery Commission says the commission still intends to appeal, but will make the payment to avoid paying even more money if the appeal is turned down. A Fayetteville woman accused in the beating death of her boyfriend's 2-year-old son has pleaded guilty to murder. Amber Marie Drain has been sentenced to 40 years in prison for killing Dominic Doss last year. Herman Cain said during a speech last night at Springdale that his 999 tax overhaul plan would free up the nation's entrepreneurial spirit. The Republican presidential contender also took a swipe at anti-Wall Street demonstrators gathered outside the sold-out event, saying they should go home and get jobs. At this hour, the Dow Jones average, or the Dow, is down 14.04 at 12,194. Over the last 52-week period, the Dow has been as high as 12,800. And in Independence County, it's flu vaccine day. Jim Reynolds with the Independence County Health Department said the flu shot clinic locations in Independence County. There's 3 of them at the United Methodist Church at Pleasant Plains, the new community center at Oil Trough, and the Independence County Health Department office on Weaver Street, just east of the Batesville city limits. Reynolds said the clinic is free.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.